Hare Krishna. Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 4, Transcendental Knowledge. Introduction. Chapter 3 discussed how lust covers knowledge and how ignorance binds us with our own attachments. Krishna recommended dutiful, detached work, Nishkam karma, as the means to attain transcendental knowledge. In the first two verses of chapter 4, Krishna will describe how such knowledge is received. 1. The Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, said, "I instructed this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god Vivaswan, and Vivaswan instructed it to Manu, the father of mankind, and Manu in turn instructed it to Ikshaku." Comment. Krishna first explains that Vivaswan, the root of the Surya Kshatriya dynasty and a great authority, received this knowledge and attained perfection. Text 2. This supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore the science as it is appears to be lost. Comment. Why does Krishna speak this science specifically to Arjuna? The next verse describes Arjuna's qualification. Text 3. That very ancient science of the relationship with the Supreme is today told by me to you, because you are my devotee, as well as my friend, and can therefore understand the transcendental mystery of this science. Comment. Only a devotee can understand Krishna. Others cannot, because one's relationship with Krishna is rahasya, secret, confidential, and mysterious. Maya has covered the living entity's real identity, and Krishna has no inclination to remove the covering for anyone other than for his devotee. Comment. Arjuna next presents a doubt. That was a continuation of the comment. Text 4. Arjuna said, "The sun god Vivaswan has seen you by birth to you. How am I to understand that in the beginning you instructed this science to him?" Comment. Krishna explained that one receives transcendental knowledge through disciplic succession, because Vivaswan is thousands of years old and Krishna is Arjuna's contemporary. How could Krishna have possibly instructed this science to Vivaswan many thousands of years before? This question, asked for the benefit of others, gives Krishna the opportunity to speak directly about himself. Text 5. The Personality of Godhead said, "Many, many births both you and I have passed. I can remember all of them, but you cannot, O subduer of the enemy." Comment. Both Krishna and Arjuna have had many, many births, but because Krishna's transcendental body is fully spiritual, entirely different from that of any jiva, he never changes his body. Krishna can thus remember his many births while Arjuna cannot. Krishna continues to describe transcendental knowledge by explaining his birth and his spiritual form. Text 6. Although I am unborn, and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all living entities, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. Comment. Krishna uses the term Atmamayaya to explain his appearance. Atmamayaya means, quote, by my internal energy. In addition, Atmamayaya means that Krishna descends to this world by his causeless mercy. Srila Prabhupada explains, quote, "His appearance in his original form is his causeless mercy, bestowed upon the living entities so that they can concentrate on the Supreme Lord as he is, and not on mental concoctions or imaginations, which the impersonalist wrongly thinks the Lord's forms to be. The word Maya, or Atmamaya, refers to the Lord's causeless mercy, according to the Vishwakosha Dictionary. End quote. Thus, Krishna appears by his mercy to fulfill his own desire and to uplift others. Krishna, like the sun, exists before he becomes visible on earth. And again, like the sun, Krishna manifests himself to our vision on schedule. Krishna's body is aja, unborn, and avyaya, without deterioration. His birth, unlike ours, is not forced upon him by pious and impious karma. He is the Ishwara, the controller of the laws of karma, and he appears by his internal prakriti, prakritim swam, not by his external material energy. To defeat the Mayavadi teachings that Krishna is in contact with the modes of nature, Srila Prabhupada describes the transcendental nature of Krishna's body. He says, Krishna appears in this material world in his original eternal form, with two hands holding a flute. He appears exactly in his eternal body, uncontaminated by this material world. Krishna next explains the reasons for his appearance. 7. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. Comment. Krishna appears or advents. He is not born. He only seems to take birth. Both Bhavati and Sri Jami mean that Krishna becomes manifest. Srila Prabhupada writes, the word Sri Jami is significant here. Sri Jami cannot be used in the sense of creation because, according to the previous verse, there is no creation of the Lord's form or body since all of the forms are eternally existent. Therefore, Sri Jami means that the Lord manifests himself as he is. Krishna next answers the question, why does he come? And what does he do? And those questions, Krishna willing, we shall soon hear Krishna's answer to. Hare Krishna.